2 7-inning games right here on WFHR. First pitch of game one, just 5 minutes from now. The Raptors lineup being announced out onto the field right now. Andy Ockham for Raptors Radio on WFHR. Thanking you so much, as always, for spending your Fridays here with us, the second to last Friday in the regular season for the Northwoods League here in 2024. As I mentioned, 2 7-inning games today. The second game will be about 30 minutes after game one, and the earliest game two can start is 6:35. We've had a few of these this year, a couple last week in consecutive days at Moonlight Grand Field against the Lakeshore Chinooks. Last time out, the Raptors, a 17-3 loss on July 31st. Christmas in July here at Witter Field. We'll talk about that matchup a little more and go over the starting lineups and pitching matchups for game two of this doubleheader right here in Wisconsin Rapids on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowner's insurance as well. I didn't really know where to go in order to get help. And so I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. They've really been a blessing. Operation Homefront is a safety net. A lot of veterans, they fall through the cracks sometimes. And Operation Homefront, they catch us. It's been a blessing to us. It's a blessing to other veteran families. And it's good to know that when we come home, there are people who are there that care about us and want to see us do well and want to see us succeed. And we feel it and we appreciate that. I would say you guys are angels behind closed doors.
Visit OperationHomefront.org to learn more.
Want to get out of just about anything and look like an earth-saving hero? Just use the environment excuse. High school reunion? Ooh, sorry, can't. Planetary obligations. Unfortunate bridesmaid's dress? Unfortunately, you promised the climate you'd buy more vintage. Chauffeuring teens? Yeah, the earth really needs them to hoof it. That's right, the environment is always the best excuse. So go ahead, ask your bae to dim all the lights because carbon emissions. Tell your dad-bodded dad to eat more plants, for the planet, obviously. Kindly tell the kids to stop asking for a new phone. I mean, e-waste, right? Find your out and opt in to cutting carbon. Just visit theenvironmentexcuse.org. A public service announcement brought to you by WildAid.
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through four generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
The American Cowboy is everything that makes this country great.
There's a freedom to being a cowboy.
Being a cowgirl is not a safe, easy path, but it's one that's very rewarding.
The American cowgirl is dedicated to her livestock. She's dedicated to her country, and she's dedicated to her family.
The American cowboy is honest.
We're the backbone of how this country was founded.
There's a whole lot of legacy that goes along with being a cowboy, and I'm honored to be a part of it.
Boot Barn.
keep west.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Bryson Moore to the rubber. We are ready for baseball here in Wisconsin Rapids. Game one of this doubleheader between your Rafters and the Kalamazoo Growlers right here on WFHR. Andy Ockham, Rafters Radio. This is game 61 of our 70-game season right here, right now. Kalamazoo entering today, 34 wins, 27 losses on the campaign. They are 16-10 in the second half out of the Great Lakes East Division. Them and the Traverse City Pit Spitters are chasing down a second-half playoff berth. The Rafters entering today at 30 wins and 30 losses, 15-12 in the second half. Behind Moore defensively for Rapids, Walker Buchanan in left, Aiden Teal in center, Orlando Lordoy is out in right. The first pitch of the ball game to Brody Akers misses low for ball one. On the infield, Tommy Goldbranson making his first start as a Rafter at third base, Mason Onati at short in his final day here with the club. The 1-0 to the right-handed hitting Akers is fouled back. Right side of the infield features Joey Bozidlo at second, his second start with the club. At first is Chris Arroyo, Gabe Casso to do the catching for Bryson Moore. Rafters, their home white uniforms, black sleeves on the tops, and the all-gray road uniforms, gray tops, gray trousers for the Growlers. It's the 1-1 fouled back by Akers, count now 1-2. These two teams met on July 14th and 15th, the opener of that Michigan trip for Wisconsin Rapids. The game one from Homer Stryker Field, it was 10-0 Growlers after the first inning, finalized at 14-8. Wisconsin Rapids cut the deficit to just two runs, 10-8 at one point in inning six. It's the 1-2 slider on the outside corner, got him looking. Keegan Kula ringing up Akers. He's doing the balls and strikes here in game one. Jacob Gorman's down the first baseline, and the crew chief and third base umpire is Drew Taylor. Savi Delgado, the right-handed hitting shortstop, climbs into face Moore. We saw Savi as the shortstop in game one of that series at Kalamazoo. He was hit in the head by a pitch from Houston High and did not return in that ball game. As the first pitch to Delgado was fouled back. On deck is Gabe Springer, the switch-hitting DH for Cody Pachocki's Growlers. He hit a home run in game one of that Kalamazoo series. 4-5-6 spots are all left-handed bats. Corbin Griffin, the left fielder. Jeremy Comer out in right. And Antonio Parada, the Virginia first baseman, as the 0-1 swung on and missed into the glove of Casso. 7-8-9, Kevin Krill, the catcher. Brandon Sanchez, the third baseman. And the left-handed hitting center fielder, Travis Illich, will bat ninth. We'll go through the Rafters 1-9 against Andrew Juergens, a name that we saw back at Homer Stryker Field a few weeks ago when we get to the bottom of this frame. 0-2 to Delgado, misses outside. Count now a ball and two strikes. For Moore, this is outing seven on the season. A 2-1 record in six appearances, 23 2/3 innings pitched, entering this Friday in Rapids. 1-2, fouled back by Delgado. 4.18 ERA for the Fairfax, Virginia native. He's got a whip of a 1.10. Last time out, five innings, four hits, four earned runs at Madison on July 27th. Walked two, struck out five, facing 22 Mallard hitters. All four of those runs came in that bottom of the fifth inning with two outs. The 1-2 pitch swung on and missed. Two up, two down, both by way of the K here for Moore in the first frame. This season, Moore has faced Kalamazoo. That was in the 7-6 victory in the finale of that series on Monday night. On July 15th, Moore went 4 2/3 against these Growlers, allowed five hits, three earned runs with a walk and five punchouts. Gabe Springer in the left-handed batter's box takes strike one on the inside corner. Moore's first appearance with the team at Harebaker Field toward the end of the first half on June 29th against the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders. As the 0-1 to Springer misses up and away. Stanford Cardinal Springer awaits the 1-1, and he fouls it back. Springer played in his 41st game as a Growler this summer, hitting .262, is the Boulder, Colorado native. Five homers, 19 RBIs, an OPS just over .850. Went 2-for-4 with a double at Fond du Lac on the 31st. The 1-2, check swing in the dirt. He went around, says Keegan Kula. How about that? Bryson Moore striking out the side here in the first frame. We'll introduce the Rafters 1-9 and the left-hander for Kalamazoo, Andrew Juergens, when we return right here on your home for Rafter Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything, helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people, a neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When was the last time you reached out for help?
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, American Shaman, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, S&S Distributing, Econ Electric, Greenaway RV, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Pro Seamless of Wisconsin, Swiftwater Ice Cream, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Listen into Rafters Baseball here on WFHR all summer long, or check us out on the Civic Media app.
Camping, America's pastime. The fresh air, the lack of phone signal, and the ability to relax with a cold beer by the fire. Then the next day, not the best. Take the day to recover and call El Cafe and order tacos to go. Choice of chicken, beef, chorizo, topped with lettuce, cheese, and pico for only $2 a taco. Add french fries for $1. Call El Cafe 715-887-2233 for a meal the whole family will love and a day of recovery for you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Here we... What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
In his final day as a Wisconsin Rapids Raptor, it's only fitting Mason Onati starts things off offensively for the Rats here in Game 1 of this doubleheader with the Kalamazoo Growlers. A 1-2-3 top of the first inning for Bryson Moore, the Virginia Cavaliers striking out the side here from historic Winter Field. Andrew Juergens, the southpaw from Georgetown, on the rubber against the Raptors for the second time this season, fires a first pitch pass ball for a strike. Andy Ockham back in the Winter Field press box on locally grown radio, ready for more Rats baseball this summer. The Onati leading things off at short, Aiden Teal hitting second in center, and in the three spot is the DH Jorge Degatti. A one breaking ball on the inside corner called a strike, count nothing at two. Here on the Pensacola State College commit, Mason Onati. Chris Arroyo will clean things up at first base. Orlando Lordoy in right field will hit fifth. Six through nine spots, all from the right side. Walker Buchanan in left. Tommy Goldbranson at third. Joey Bazidlo at second. And the catcher, Gabe Casso, rounds out the bunch by hitting none. 1-2 the count on Onati. And for Juergens, the Tampa, Florida native, throwing in his 17th ball game of the season. He has been with these Growlers since the very beginning. May 29th against Rockford was his first appearance on the campaign. The 1-2 misses upstairs. Mason's drawn the count even. Onati, a 292 hitter. An opening day Raptor was Mason. Played second base and hit ninth against the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders back on Memorial Day, May 27th at Harry Baker Field. He's played 50 games on the campaign, and he will hope to play 52 to round out his time as a Raptor this summer. 2-2, fouled back by the left-handed hitting Onati. Defensively behind Juergens, out in left field, that's Corbin Griffin. Travis Illich is in center. Jeremy Comer in right. On the infield, left to right, it's Brandon Sanchez at third. Xavi Delgado playing short, Brody Akers at second, and Antonio Parada at first. It's Kevin Krill to do the catching here this afternoon for the left-hander. The 2-2 fastball misses out in the right-handed batter's box for ball three on Onati. Mason 0-for-4 here a couple of days ago in that 17-3 loss against the Wausau Woodchucks. Did draw a walk, though, did Onati. The 3-2. This is upstairs for ball four, a seven-pitch walk drawn by Onati, and the Raptors have a base runner to lead off this ball game. 8-2 in his 31st game as a Rafter, a 4-14 hitter in 111 at-bats. Another lefty-on-lefty battle here for Juergens. First pitch breaking ball hit in the air to left. That is Corbin Griffin right out in front of the warning track to make the catch. Jorge Degatti get the day off defensively, at least in game one for Kirk Schreider. The all-star and returning Rafter as the DH and is playing in his 48th game of the season. Scored a run, drew two different walks against the Woodchucks back on Thursday. Should say that being Wednesday night for these Rafters, splitting that home-and-home against the Woodchucks. Last time out for Juergens, five hitless innings at Traverse City on the 25th of July. It was a 9-3 win for Kalamazoo. He did allow two runs, though one of them being earned. Control was the issue for the left-hander. The first pitch to Degatti misses outside. Juergens walked six and punched out three of the 22 pit spitter batters he faced. On the season, he's got 17 walks to 19 punch-outs. He's allowed 12 earned runs in exactly 22 innings. A 4.05 whip, or 4.05 ERA, and a 1.46 whip for the left-hander entering this afternoon. Brandon Scott, the probable starter for Game 2 here in Wisconsin Rapids. 1-0, runner takes off for second. It misses upstairs. Throw down by Kirill is not in time. Nadi in there head first safely. Runner in scoring position with one away for Wisconsin Rapids. Mason Onati now 16 of 20 in swipe bags on the campaign. Gotti picked up double number six on the season at Wausau Tuesday night in that victory over the Woodchucks. 9-4 the final score. Rapids went 3-3 at Athletic Park this season. The 2-0. Off speed, catching the top of the zone for a called strike. 4-5-6 due up for Kalamazoo in the top of the second when we get there. As I mentioned, Bryson Moore punching out the side. All left-handed bats that face Moore, that is Corbin Griffin, Jeremy Comer, and Moore's college teammate, the first baseman Antonio Parada. The 2-1 to Jorge. Off speed, fouled away down the first base side. Rats will hit the road tomorrow, back-to-back games in Green Bay. Saturday at 3:05 from Capital Credit Union Park, and then a 1:05 start from Ashwaubenon on Sunday. Then we enter the final week of the regular season, in which the team only travels once, that being Thursday the 8th, for a 6:35 game at Hare Baker Field against the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders. The 2-2. That one runs inside, nearly hitting Degatti. Somehow able to get out of the way of that one. Count now full on the Nova Southeastern product. It's almost fitting that the last away game in the regular season for Wisconsin Rapids is in the same place we started the road journey this year. Good old Hare Baker Field on the campus of Marion University. 3-2, inside move. Onati hung up in between second and third. He's in a pickle. Mason turning out of the baseline. He will be tagged out by Savi Delgado. Bases are now empty, and it's a 3-2 count with two down on Jorge Degatti. Juergens a strike away from facing the minimum here in the home half of the first. The next delivery to Degatti, in on the hands, popped the other way on the infield, catch made by Antonio Parada to retire the side. Scoreless through one here in Rapids. Bryson Moore the hill for the top of the second when we return right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future in a world that's changing fast. For all of the things you may one day do play and laugh, do win and lose, do learn from your mistakes, and challenge yourself to grow. Do not be afraid.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters.
Air conditioner not running? Make the call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. They work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, their team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. Trust them to get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
Hey baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Top two in Wisconsin Rapids. We are scoreless in game one of this doubleheader between your Raptors and the Kalamazoo Growlers. 4-5-6, do it for KZU in this inning. First pitch to Corbin Griffin. Popped up behind home plate, Gabe Casso. We'll watch it head up and hit the top of our press box here in Wisconsin Rapids. Andy Ockham for Rafters Radio returning to you here on WFHR. Thanking you so much, as always, for hanging out with me here on this Friday afternoon. Bryson Moore struck out the side back in the first inning. He now gets the Ball State product, Corbin Griffin, the 0-1. Bounced in, count evens. Griffin, a Kalamazoo native, playing in his second season with the Growlers, and this is his 40th game here in 2024. Griffin, 29 hits and 133 at-bats. There's Jeremy Comer on deck, Antonio Parada to follow. The 1-1. This is low and inside for ball two. Andrew Juergens, the left-hander, facing Rapids for the second time this season, faced the minimum in that first frame. Walked Mason Onati on seven pitches to begin the ballgame offensively for Rapids, but he picked him off second base. The 2-1 tapped foul by Griffin to even the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Griffin played in 32 games for his hometown Growlers a summer ago. A .282 hitter. Hit 4 homers, drove in 23 runs, collected 5 doubles as well. Got 4 left-handed batters, 4 right-handed batters for Cody Pachocki's Growlers today. 1 switch hitter, that being the 3-hole hitter, Gabe Springer. Long, deep breath from Moore, shaking off Casso once. Has agreed to his signals here with 12 on the clock. The 2-2. Fouled away again. The 4-5-6 for the Rapids. The home half, that being Arroyo, Lordoy, and Buchanan. Looking at the second half standings for the Raptors, they're 3.5 out of first place entering today. There's a tie between the Mallards and the Woodchucks. Madison not getting their game in last night against Green Bay, so they're playing a game and a half at home today. And Wausau was able to play at home last night against Thunder Bay, but they lost to the Border Cats, allowing for that tie, each team at 18 wins and 8 losses. 3 balls, 2 strikes, the count, nobody out. Leadoff hitter in the second, the payoff for Moore. Rolled over on the ground at first base, so Arroyo will backhand and underhand flip to Bryson covering the bag in time. It is a 3-1 putout for the first out in this second inning. Raptor fans, your place to stay this summer when coming in to watch the team from out of town is the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids, offering a variety of room types, including suites with whirlpools, free home-style breakfast, and high-speed Wi-Fi. The Cobblestone also welcomes four-legged companions in your stay. Big city quality, small-town values at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. The batter is Jeremy Comer, the right fielder. First pitch from Moore, missing up for ball one. The University of Tennessee product, 50 games on the nose played in so far this season for Kalamazoo. Slashing .243, .308, and .333 as he turns on that 1-0 fastball, but it's driven foul down the right field line. 0-4 at Fond du Lac in the lone game he played in that series at Harebaker Field on the 30th. Last game prior to that, Saturday the 27th at home in a 10-1 victory against Royal Oak. Comer went 2-for-5 with a triple and two runs driven in. One of his 2 3-baggers this season. 1-1 the count, more out of the windup, rocks and fires. That one misses downstairs for ball two. Morris 2-1. Swing and a miss. Chasing down in the dirt at that one was Comer. The count evens. Raptors finish out their month of August. 4 out of the remaining 8 games are against Green Bay. Get 2 with Fond du Lac, 2 with Minnesota. Stay 2-2. Bounced in. Count now full. Looking at Comer against the Raptors, he played in one of the 2 games in that home-and-home series, that being the 14-8 win on the 14th of July. Went 1-for-4 with a run scored and a walk drawn against Raptor pitching. Moore's 3-2 delivery to the Kalamazoo right fielder. And on the hands, fouled straight back, will do it again. Raptors looking to get above 500 overall in the season. In order to do so today, they'll have to sweep the doubleheader, and that would really help their playoff odds. As another 3-2 coming here from Moore. He got him swinging. 2-up, 2-down for Moore here in the second inning, and the batter is his college teammate, Antonio Parada. During yesterday's delay and eventual postponement of the ball game, Kalamazoo pulled up to the yard about an hour and a half before first pitch, knowing there was going to be a delayed start. When the Virginia guys got in from Kalamazoo, all of the Raptor Virginia players, Aiden Teal, Bryson Moore, and Walker Buchanan, were waiting outside the visiting clubhouse to say hello to their fellow Cavaliers as the first pitch to Parada is swung on and missed. Tough sledding for Antonio in the Northwoods League this summer. 27 games. He's a 163 hitter. In 98 at-bats. The 0-1 swung on and missed quickly, nothing in 2 on the Rockville, Maryland native. Parada played in both games in the Fond du Lac series, went 0-for-7, drew 2 walks, and scored a run, that coming in the July 31st 7-4 win. The Growlers split that series with Fond du Lac, losing the opener 4-2. The 0-2 pitch misses downstairs for Moore. Parada played in Game 2 of that series with the Raptors, which ended up being a 7-6 Rapids victory. Went 1-for-3, scored a run, and also drew a walk. Reached multiple times against Raptor arms in that contest. The 1-2. He got him swinging. Another 1-2-3 inning for Bryson Moore. 6-up, 6-down for the Virginia Cavalier. We head to the home half of the second. Arroyo, Lordoy, and Buchanan. Due up right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Yeah.
Don't just score a new ride. Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and Central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through four generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Waterworld, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. For decades, it's been a family secret. And if you weren't a blood relative, well, you never got a taste. Until now.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
0-1 the count to begin this bottom of the second inning on Chris Arroyo. 4-5-6 for the Raptors. Nothing-nothing the score in game one of this doubleheader against Kalamazoo. 0-1 missing outside from Andrew Juergens. Arroyo in the ballgame, 5 homers on the season. Went deep Tuesday night in Wausau. It's a solo shot to lead off the ninth inning. The 1-1 missing outside. Andy Ockham for Raptors Radio, your one-stop shop for all 70 Raptor games this summer. No runs, no hits, no errors for either side. Bryson Moore, 6 up, 6 down on the hill for Wisconsin Rapids. It's Orlando Lordoy on deck. Arroyo's Virginia teammate Walker Buchanan to follow. The 2-1 swung on and missed. Count evens. Andrew Juergens walked Mason Onati to lead off the bottom of the first inning, but picked Mason off second, allowing him to face the minimum. Lefty-on-lefty battle. Set is Juergens, the payoff. That one misses outside. Count now full. The Coral Springs, Florida native Chris Arroyo, a .282 hitter. In 23 games, he's slugging over .500 at .529. Scored a run on a walk drawn in that 17-3 loss against Wausau Wednesday night as the 3-2 slider is swung on and missed. Strikeout number one for Andrew Juergens, leadoff batter retired here in this frame. Bryson Moore pretty efficient through two innings, 31 tosses for the right-hander. 5 strikeouts for Moore. Orlando Lordoy has been fun to watch since joining the Raptor team out of the All-Star break. 8 games played in. He's 10 for 26. If you're doing the math at home, that makes him a .385 hitter. Hits in his last 5 ball games as the first pitch misses up and in. Out of the 8 he has played in, Lordoy has been hitless twice, that being in the first game at Lakeshore in the doubleheader on the 25th, in which he went 0 for 3 but still scored a run. And he went 0 for 3 in that 1-0 loss in the day cap of the doubleheader a day later. The 1-0. Middle fastball, Lordoy takes it for a strike. Looking at doubleheaders this season for Wisconsin Rapids. This is the 6th doubleheader of the season. 2 of them were scheduled against Wausau, both here and at Athletic Park. The 1-1 breaking ball ripped to first. Dug by Parada, lost it out of his glove for a second. The foot race to the one bag is won by the Virginia Cavalier. Lordoy goes down 3 unassisted, 2 up, 2 down here for Juergens in the second. I got to stop referring to these guys as the Virginia Cavalier, considering there are 4 on each team. One of them stepping into the right-handed batter's box right now, and it's Walker Buchanan. Buchanan, 37 games played in on the summer. He's gone hitless in his last 2 games, those being in the Wausau series. He went 0 for 7 against Woodchuck Arms. The first pitch to Walker misses low and inside. Last time he got a hit was here at home against Madison in that 3-1 victory on the 28th of Sunday matinee. He went 1 for 4 with a run scored, struck out twice. The 1-0 from Juergens. This is downstairs for ball 2. Unfortunately for Buchanan, in each of his last 3 games, he has struck out twice. 1 homer, 1 triple, 5 doubles, 25 runs driven in this season for the incoming sophomore at UVA. The 2-0. Missing low and inside, 3 balls, no strikes, the count. It is Tommy Gulbranson on deck. Joey Bizidlo to follow a couple of the new Raptor infielders, occupying the bottom three spots in the order in game one. Juergens set. The 3-0. Missing inside for ball four. Four pitch walk to Walker Buchanan, 2-out base runner for the Raptors. Raptor fans, this summer, the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites offers a variety of room types here in Wisconsin Rapids, including suites with whirlpools, free homestyle breakfast, and high-speed Wi-Fi. Cobblestone also welcomes four-legged companions in your stay this summer. Bring your family pets to the Wisconsin Rapids area. They're covered. Big city quality, small town values at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. First pitch to the right-handed hitting Tommy Gulbranson is in there for a called strike. The Chapman product from Newport Beach, California, made his Raptor debut off the bench at Wausau on Tuesday, went 0-for-3, did drive in a run on a groundout, though. For Gulbranson, Buchanan off first, being held on by Parada, the 0-1. Breaking ball fouled away down the right side. It is nothing at 2. It'll be Kevin Krill, Brandon Sanchez, and Travis Illich, righty-righty, lefty. 7-8-9 to lead off the top of the third against Bryson Moore. Still no hits for either side. Two base runners for the Raptors, those being a couple of walks. The 0-2. Missing inside, kicks away from the catcher, Krill. Buchanan will motor to second and get in standing. A runner is in scoring position for Tommy Gulbranson, and he sits with a 1-2 count. As mentioned, game two, 30 minutes after approximately game one. The earliest it can start is 6:35. The 1-2 from Juergens to Gulbranson. Get on a line to second, waiting for it to come to him, and fielding cleanly is Akers. He'll throw to first in time. One over the minimum faced here for Juergens in the second. He leaves a 2-out walk from Walker Buchanan on the bases. To the third we go here at Winter Field. Nothing to score right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me...
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
With combined decades of experience, the team at Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help with exterior projects ranging from siding, roofing, windows, and gutters. The new exterior showroom helps complete the 3D visualizer picture and will bring any project you're dreaming of to life. Wisconsinites know the weather changes fast and can be unforgiving. Call 715-423-5616 for a dedicated and caring team that will be there to help from start to finish. Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help.
Let's scream for Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles. From opening day to all those summer nights, you'll find the owners and staff there to serve you, and you'll recommend it to others, too.
Great family-owned business. Love seeing their smiling faces. You just know they love being there. They go above and beyond for their customers. Ice cream is great, too. So many different choices. There's something for everyone.
Swiftwater Ice Cream, where the choices and fun are endless.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
It's the catcher, Kevin Krill, leading off the top of inning three from historic Winter Field. Pitch from Bryson Moore, misses low and inside for ball one. No runs, no hits, no errors for either squad here in game one of this doubleheader between your Raptors and the Kalamazoo Growlers on WFHR. Andy Yochum, thanking you so much, as always, for hanging out here on Locally Grown Radio. B10 misses high for ball two. Krill, a redshirt sophomore from Eastern Michigan, is a White Lake, Michigan native. Spent 32 games a summer ago with Kalamazoo, playing in his 23rd game this summer with the Growlers right now. The 2-0 fastball is in there for a called strike. Six up, six down for Bryson Moore. Through two innings, he has punched out five of the six batters he has retired. Raptors have drawn a pair of walks. Makes Nonati in the first and Walker Buchanan in the second. Moore's 2-1 delivery. This is downstairs for ball three. On deck is Brandon Sanchez. The center fielder Travis Illich will follow. If either team can sweep the doubleheader today, they'd win the season series. Otherwise, if this twin bill is given one victory each side, it'll be 2-2 on the campaign. It's the 3-1 to Krill is fouled off his foot. Count now full. 250 hitter on the season is Krill. He hit 236 a summer ago. Has yet to leave the yard. 9 RBIs, 1 triple, and 3 doubles. Hit one homer last year with the Growlers. Moore set, 12 on the clock, his 3-2. And on the ground is short. Onati backhanding in the hole. Far throw to first is in time. Kevin Krill retired to lead off the inning, and the batter is Brandon Sanchez. Sanchez made his Northwoods League and Kalamazoo debut at Fond du Lac a couple of days ago on the 30th, went 0-2, and that 4-2 loss. A Florida native, Sanchez plays his collegiate baseball at Weber International University. First pitch to Sanchez, misses inside for ball one. Another right-handed bat in Cody Pachocki's order. Illich in the on-deck circle hits from the left side. Bryson Moore, Andrew Juergens battling it out on each hill right now. 1-0 fastball misses up and in. Two and zero the count. Moore has fallen behind the eight ball on each hitter he's faced in this inning. Second time facing the Growlers this season. Five on the clock, rocks and fires out of the windup. Pass ball swung on and missed. Unable to catch up with that heater was Brandon Sanchez. Getting to the final countdown here in this Northwoods League season. Hard to believe time has come and gone. The 2-1 delivery fouled back. Couple of cool giveaways. We still have last night's giveaway today, a healthcare Roscoe bobblehead. Definitely made sure to get one of those, and I have them in my hands right now. The trading cards, our crew who made them did such a fantastic job, from our team photographer, Jen Reagan, to our graphic designer, even runs the video board here at Winterfield, Abby Look. They are fantastic, and it was cool going through them today. As the 2-2 to Sanchez hit on the ground to second, Joey Bizidlo gloves and throws to first in time. Two up, two down for Moore in the inning, and the batter is Travis Illich. Even got some of the guys who were here to sign my cards. Always cool mementos to have at the end of the season. No matter where I end up being each summer with baseball, I like to have souvenirs. I'm a big collection guy. I like to have stuff that'll remind me of my time in whatever place or whatever team I was with. And I have plenty of those here from Winterfield this summer. First pitch to Travis Illich. Looped in the air, shallow left field. That is Mason Onati to make the catch and retire the side. 9 up, 9 down for Bryson Moore. We head to the bottom of the third inning. Due up for Wisconsin Rapids, 8-9-1. Joey Bizidlo, Gabe Casso, and Mason Onati right here on WFHR.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard.
Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
Let's get back to the rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom three here in Wisconsin Rapids. Nothing to score. Growlers Rafters on WFHR. Andrew Juergens, first pitch of the inning to the Rafters second baseman Joey Bizzitlo, misses high for ball one. Andy Ockham on WFHR. More Rafters baseball coming your way. First action in the month of August. The 1-0 catches the top of the zone for a called strike. Gabe Casso in the ninth spot on deck, top of the order to follow with Mason Onati. A warm day for baseball after the bad weather we had yesterday in Rapids. It's good to see the sun is a-shining. Field's nice and dry. Not a lot of work for our field guy Alex Sizemore to do to the dirt here today. The sun and the heat pretty much took care of all that. 2 on the count. On the Eckerd College product, that one missing low and inside. Juergens set the 2-1. Another one missing inside, having to get out of the way of that one is Bizzitlo for ball three. Bizzitlo's Northwoods League and Rafters debut here at home in a start against Madison on Sunday. Went 1-for-3, having an infield single. The 3-1. On the inside corner, that fastball is in there for a strike. 9 up, 9 down for Bryson Moore through 3 innings. Look at the Rafters have gotten 2 base runners on a 7-pitch walk in the first inning to Mason Onati and a 4-pitch free pass to Walker Buchanan a frame ago. 3-2, sprayed in the air, foul down the first base side. Available Rafters off the bench, Cashel Duggar, Christian Webb, Dalton Fiveash, Landon Gaz, Ben Lloyd, Kyler McIntosh, to name just a few. Kalamazoo, a couple of catchers off the bench. Trey Wells will start in game two, and the other out of the three is Colin Blanchard. He threw 2. Swing and a miss. Into the glove of Krill. Second punch out for Juergens, and the batter is Gabe Casso. Casso playing in his 8th game as a Rafter. He's got 1 nut hit in his 19 at-bats. Has scored 3 times and has driven in 2 runs. His hit came at lacrosse and that 14-2 win right before the All-Star break on the 21st. First pitch to Casso. Rip back up the middle off the glove of Juergens right behind the mound. Digging for first is the Rafter catcher. The throw there is not in time. It gets by the first baseman Parada. That should go down as an infield single for Gabe Casso, and it is. How about that? First hit of the ball game between both sides, and it's Casso's second of the season. Flips the card back to the top of the order perfectly with Mason Onati. That one was stung off the bat of Casso. Nobody from the Kalamazoo dugout making sure Juergens is all right, so it must not have clipped him too bad. As I mentioned, Onati, a 7-pitch walk drawn back in the first inning. 2 7-inning games here today from Winterfield. Always good to be back at home. Fortunately, we're on the road the next couple of days. A balk call that allows Casso to take second. Tried pulling off the hidden ball trick there, did Parada and Juergens, but because Juergens' back foot was on the rubber and he didn't have the ball, that's an illegal move. Very odd way to advance the catcher 90 feet. Juergens looks back at Gabe prior to the first delivery to Mason Onati. Left-hander goes breaking ball, and it's right down the chute for a called strike. Teal on deck to Gotti to follow. Always going to be a good time at the park, especially in August. So much Raptor baseball to be played here at home. The 0-1. Weekly hit back to the mound. Casso caught between second and third. The throw to third base is in time. Tag applied by Sanchez. A dart fired by Brody Akers. Couple of tough base running decisions here for the Raptors in the third inning. Onati aboard on the 1-4 5 fielder's choice. It'll be up to Aiden Teal to extend this home half of the third inning. Teal a fly out to left field back in the first inning. First pitch will have to wait as there's a pickoff move over to first. Good lead for Onati being held on by Parada. The first pitch to Teal. On the outside corner, it's dotted for a strike. Home run number 6 of the season for Teal. The last game we played here on the 31st. The 0-1. Another toss over to first. Kalamazoo brings their top of the order in the top half of inning 4. Face Bryson Moore, Akers, Delgado, and Springer. The 0-1 delivery misses up and in. One ball, one strike the count. Two away, bottom three, nothing, nothing the score. No runs for either side. And the lone hit being an infield knock from Gabe Casso this inning. As the 1-1 breaking ball fouled back to the screen, it is now 1-2. On the Mahwah, New Jersey native, Aiden Teal. Couple of left-handers getting the nod tonight. Ryan Kraft from Indiana University, the projected starter for Kalamazoo against Wisconsin Rapids, Brandon Scott. 1-2, runner takes off for second. It misses up and away, and it hits off the glove of Krill. A big turnaround second for Onati, but he'll stay put at the two bag. Runner out in scoring position, a 2-2 count with two away for Aiden Teal. Two swipe bags in the ball game for Onati, 17 on the season, in his final day with the club. Juergens, third base side of the slab, comes set, 16 on the clock. The 2-2. That one runs inside and hits Teal. Breaking ball that squared him up in the numbers, and it puts runners on first and second. Good speed on the bases here for Jorge Degatti. Raptor fans, this summer, the Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau welcomes you and invites you to explore, reconnect, and relax in the Rapids area. For more information, check out visitwisrapids.com. Once again, check out visitwisrapids.com for more information on the Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. Degatti, a weekly hit pop out to the first baseman Antonio Parada back in the first inning. First delivery to Jorge, fouled straight back. Royal on deck, Lordoy to follow. Five strikeouts in three innings for Bryson Moore, continuing to keep this a nothing-nothing ball game on the Raptor side. Wisconsin Rapids looking to provide some run support for the right-hander here in the home half of inning 3. The 0-1 misses up in its side to even the count on Jorge Degatti. Miami, Florida native Degatti, 0-for-3 in the All-Star game, being the lone of the three Raptor All-Stars to make the trek to Mankato a couple of weeks ago. The 1-1 smashed in the air center field. Ilitch giving chase into the gap. He is going to flag it down to retire the side. Raptors leave 2-1 here in the third. We head to the top of the fourth inning. More Bryson Moore action coming your way right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Camping, America's pastime. The fresh air, the lack of phone signal, and the ability to relax with a cold beer by the fire. Then the next day, not the best. Don't drag yourself out in the cold to make your family a healthy breakfast. Recover and call El Cafe and order a family-style breakfast to go. Scrambled eggs, ham, bacon, or sausage. Toast or pancakes with hash browns, and all of this is $8 a person. Call El Cafe at 715-887-2233 for a meal the whole family will love and a day of recovery for you.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
Let's get back to Raptors baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Top four here in Rapids, a nothing-nothing ball game between your Raptors and the Kalamazoo Growlers. Top of the order, due up against Bryson Moore. The first pitch from the right-hander to Brody Akers is on the outside corner for a called strike. Andy Ockham for Raptors Radio returning to you here in the Witterfield Press Box. Game 61 of 70 this summer. A one delivery, Akers in the air. Right side, it'll get out of play. The Walsh product went down looking against Moore back in the first inning. A 302 hitter in 47 games this season is Akers. Nothing into the count. Moore set the payoff pitch. That one bounced in. Count now a ball and two strikes. Akers 1-for-3 at Fond du Lac on the 31st. Drove in a run and also reached twice by drawing a couple of walks. The 1-2, another foul down the first base side on a breaking ball out of the hand of Moore. No runs, no hits, no errors for Kalamazoo. No runs on a hit and no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. The lone hit of the ball game in the home half of the third, an infield single from the Raptor catcher Gabe Casso. The 1-2 is bounced in to even the count. J.C. Dermody, the left-hander from Council Bluffs, Iowa, warming up right now in the Raptor stable. For Bryson Moore, this will be pitch number 39. Hasn't walked a Kalamazoo hitter and has struck out 5. The 2-2 on the outside corner just misses. Home plate umpire Keegan Kula not ready to ring up Brody Akers for a second time in this ballgame. He's drawn the count full. Raptors have left 3 on the bases, 1 in the second and 2 in the third. They look to strike for Bryson Moore in the home half of the fourth inning when we get there. The 3-2. Golf to right field. Trotting over near the foul line is Orlando Lordoy to make the catch. 10 up, 10 down for Bryson Moore, and the batter is Savi Delgado. Delgado from Division II, Barry University. Played in 16 games a summer ago with Kalamazoo, is now playing in his 42nd ball game with the Growlers here in 2024. Went down swinging against Moore back in the first inning. First pitch to Savvy Delgado, a breaking ball missing low for ball one. Delgado, a 250 hitter and 144 at-bats on the campaign. The 1-0, another off-speed from Moore and a swing and a miss. Delgado, 1-for-7 in that Fond du Lac series, scored a run in game two, collected his hit in game one. The 1-1 breaking ball on the inner half called a strike. Three straight off-speed deliveries from Bryson Moore, and he's ahead 1-2. It's the four-game Wisconsin trip for Kalamazoo, 2 in Fond du Lac,